This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Prairie Moon Nursery, a native seed company. I was snowshoeing with friends in the Big Woods State Park in Nerve Strand, Minnesota. There are signs up to stay on the trail, as there are endangered dwarf trout lilies in the area. This is one of the very rare places they grow. That got me thinking about other woodland spring flowers, including the white trout lily, whose tulip-like green leaves have silvery maroon mottled markings. These are available for purchase. Trout lilies offer pollinators a much-needed meal during a time when little else is available. What's even more impressive is the impact they have on their neighbors. Research shows that spring wildflowers like trout lily actually serve as nutrient pools for the entire forest. Bluebell's flowers start out pink, turn purple, and finish their flowering cycle a cobalt blue. A perennial growing to 2 feet tall, they'll bloom in shade to part shade April and May. One of my favorites is native columbine, also called red or American columbine. Again, it's one of the first plants to provide nectar in the spring for bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. Columbine is also the larval host of the columbine dusky wing. The colorful flowers are red, flowing into yellow. Besides being an early bloomer, columbine will tolerate a large range of soil and sun types, so you'll have success with it in full sun as well as shade. Go to gardenbite.com to find all these native beauties and learn more. Prairie Moon Nursery is my go-to for native seeds. The ethical genetics are tracked and you're guaranteed to get exactly the native species you ordered. I've never been disappointed. They also offer seed mixes and full flats of plants for large areas. Go to prairiemoon.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.